It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
Yes, I was. Thank you very much, Kid Rock. I'm Paul LaVoy. It is Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. We're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. I should just go grab one of our candidates. He's already in the studio, but I do have people scheduled. They're just a little bit tardy. We had a time change, I wouldn't say argument, but a mix-up. How's that sound? So ever since the time changed back over in Nevada and California, our neighbors to the west, of course, it's kind of played havoc with our show because we had to move to 11. And, so the mayor, of course, Cal Sheehy, and Councilman David Diaz will be here shortly. I talked to Councilman Diaz. Hopefully the mayor got the memo and David sent up a flare or something. But Judy Thornton's going to be here as well, probably around the 40 to 45 mark to talk about Needles Rodeo, and hopefully our guys come in shortly. I really, really, really wanted to talk to him about one of the agenda items that I saw, the partnership with the Phoenix Suns. That'll be really interesting, I think, especially for Havasu youth, if we can have a Suns camps or Suns this, Suns that, a Suns league, and then some of the appearances from the players. Hopefully, and it looks like the cost would be $6 per participant with the Parks and Rec, of course, is going to be coordinating this. And I don't know if that $6 per participant is for if there's 100 kids in the program, 200. I wasn't really clear on that. But if anyone knows, give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-5687. KNTR. These are questions, of course, that we would ask Mayor Cal Sheehy or Councilman David Diaz if they were here, but they're not. And I'm not going to call them the late Cal or the late David Diaz because, you know, mix-ups in time happen, and it's probably just as much my fault. So anyway, I'll fall on that sword, all right? We talked about Golden Games. I'll remind everybody in a moment, but coming up this weekend is a really cool deal that's it's about every year, I believe, in Parker, put on by the Arizona Military Vehicle Collectors Club, and it's the 6th annual Parker Military Vehicle Display and Swap Meet. I met the organizer this past Saturday over at Shooter's Outpost, and it's this Friday and Saturday, March 27th, 28th, at La Paz County Park. Just drive south to Parker, and it's at 7350 Riverside Drive. That's the same thoroughfare there, the same roadway that Fox's and Roadrunner and all those establishments are on. So it's right there, Riverside Drive, La Paz County Park in Parker, Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll have collectibles, you have vehicle parts. Of course, all you guys that collect the Jeeps and different military vehicles, always looking for parts. Apparel, military surplus, free parking and admission, and again, put on by the Arizona Military Vehicle Collectors Club. The Military Vehicle Collectors Club of Southern California, and then another organization. They'll have hot dogs, soft drinks, and ice cream. Man, you got me right there. I'll go just because of the ice cream. Contact Mike, really cool guy, by the way, Mike at Colgan, C-O-L-G-A-N, 7 at cox.net, or dial 714-269-0502 for more info. And again, that's this Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., both days. Collectibles, vehicle parts, apparel, and military surplus. Speaking of, you have the Troop Box Convoy. Is this... Hey, there he is. Wow, short notice, and he's here. And Cal can comment on this. It's a really cool show. And the 8th annual car and bike show, the Troop Box Convoy, is this Saturday. I've never been. I'm always invited. This year they gave me a really cool shirt and all that. I'm like, I'm going to go. I'm moving.
You're moving this weekend?
Yes. Yes. And it's both days. It's an in-complex move. Does that make sense? Like from one condo to another?
Yes.
But it's myself. I'm not burning friendships doing this. I don't like to ask friends to help me move because then they're not my friends for very long, right?
Well, if you put them to work like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. I'd rather make friends with the guys at the Home Depot. But I'm just going to do it myself. I'm pretty sure I can handle it.
Very nice.
It's around the corner and down. It's a private entrance. And anyway, have you been to the Troop Box Convoy?
I have, yeah. I go every year. Yeah, they do such
you
a
do?
Oh, yeah. They do such a great job. It's a lot of fun.
Some of these events, you know, I've always wondered this, but, you know, you being the mayor, holding public office and that, and I know you're a big, I'm not going to call you cheerleader in the community, but you're a big supporter of a lot of organizations. If you weren't the mayor, would you go to as many events?
I probably wouldn't go as many events, but I still would be a supporter of all of the organizations. I have a long track record of supporting them, but
sure.
I wouldn't go to as many.
Okay. I didn't expect that answer.
Yeah, I'd still be supporting them in different ways, but there's a lot of events that I go to because they want the mayor to be there. So
Cal's thinking, man, Lavoie, I'm going to get you back for that one, right? So I'm really curious. Mayor Cal Sheehy is with me, by the way, and Councilman Diaz on his way in. I hope he doesn't live like way up in Havasu Heights or something.
No, yeah, he lives in like Havasu for sure.
He has to hold office.
But Vice Mayor Diaz let me know about the time change, and so I know he's not in route as well. So
I should have let Allie know, and I did not, and that's my bad.
Oh yeah, we'll get all of our calendars corrected for the future.
You're not the late Cal Sheehy.
No, I would have been here on time.
Only until the you'll have the October show at 11, and the November show is at noon.
Okay, so when the time changes,
right.
So does the schedule.
Right.
Easy enough.
Exactly. So tell me about this Phoenix Suns potential partnership.
Yeah, really exciting opportunity that our Parks and Recreation Director, Gabby Vera, is bringing forward for council consideration this evening. We've always ran a youth basketball league as part of our recreation programs at the city. This year, we're going to consider this evening enhancing that program with a partnership with the Suns Junior and Phoenix Mercury Juniors to elevate the program. It'll bring additional clinics for our youth that are part of the program to get them a really cool jersey as part of the program. And the cost, as you mentioned earlier on the radio, $6 per participant is the cost to the city.
Right.
The youth that are going to be in the program, the cost will be very similar to what it was prior to the agreement.
I read it as the money granted will cover $6 per child, so it might be $10 or something like that, a match.
No, yeah, we pay the $6 on behalf of it for the licensing agreement and access to the additional clinics and the additional benefits that will come forward with that partnership. And then the cost to the youth that will be participating would be very, very similar to what the program was before.
So Councilman David Diaz is here, and Councilman Diaz sent me a playlist.
Oh, nice. he came prepared.
He sent me a play, not just a band, but a play. No, you're all right, David.
Well,
I love all three bands.
I figured you would.
So we're good. We're good. Usually, though, with you, it is Three Dog Night. But there's no Three Dog Night on this one.
I figured I'd mix it up a little bit.
You did all right. We were just talking about the Phoenix Suns, Phoenix Mercury partnership in that. What is it you need to hear during this public hearing that it's all advantage Lake Havasu City? That this will be good for Parks and Rec?
Or? Oh, I think it's fantastic. I support the program. It actually is coming before council because there's an indemnification clause in the agreement.
What does that mean?
We have to indemnify the organizations if we were going to participate, and any time we have to do that, that item has to come before city council.
Oh, what is it? Indemnity, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we're talking about liability.
Correct.
So if a child gets hurt or otherwise something, then we don't hold the Suns or the Mercury liable.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that the same ownership group for those two teams? Do you know?
I'm not sure if it is the same. It could be. It could be. But I think Cal and I were talking yesterday. I think it's going to really hopefully increase the participation of the youth.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but KNTR Sports is a Suns affiliate. It has been for years.
Yes.
Many, many, many years. So even when they played the Bucks in the NBA Finals, mm-hmm. and had a 2-0 lead that they choked. Anyway.
That's the Charles Barkley days, right?
No, that was a couple of years ago.
Oh, you're talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar days.
We had DeAndre Ayton. This was a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay, okay. DeAndre.
Maybe 5 years ago?
Yeah, DeAndre went to Arizona, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
He's with the Lakers now.
DA,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. What else is on the agenda tonight that's of note?
Yeah, so real quick before we move on, Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury are owned by the same person.
I kind of figured.
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And
that's Matt Ishbia.
Correct,
yeah.
Yes.
He was a bench warmer for Michigan State in the Magic Johnson days, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Or no, the Fab Five. I'm sorry, it was University of Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan, yeah.
It was Michigan.
Chris Webber.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. right, the Fab Five. Mm-hmm. And who was the other one? He was a great player,
too. Oh, Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, but nobody ever heard of Matt Ishbia, and then he developed one of those internet.
And they were the Fab Five because they were all freshmen.
He's an internet millionaire or billionaire, one of the two. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, what else is of note? Are we in the budget process now with the city?
The city is undergoing a review of their budget. They're meeting with our city manager, Jess Knudsen, going through all of the department priorities, aligning those with the council priorities that were brought forward during the council planning session in January. Then our first work session will be in April, which will go over our capital improvement plan and a budget overview. We'll have another work session in May to go over the operating budget with anticipation of adopting a tentative budget in June and then the final budget at the end of June. So, yeah, we are in that process, but tonight we have a few purchases. We have a couple of contracts to consider for awarding with some improvements out at the airport. We have general maintenance, routine maintenance of sealing the runway areas and those types of things. A lot of our airport expenses or contracts are in partnership with ADOT or other partners. Mm-hmm. So on one of the projects this afternoon that we'll be considering, 90% is going to be paid for by ADOT, and then the other 10% would be a local match on that grant. So we have several things to consider this evening on that front. The newspaper also covered a story with a right-of-way agreement up off of the Bison area with Arizona State Trust Lands for water improvement, future water improvements. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be in front of us for a 10-year agreement for consideration as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A couple things off the agenda that I wanted to talk about. ADOT and their listening tour. I thought that was interesting timing with our medians, right?
Yes.
What's your take on that, David?
Well, that's not a mistake. They did that because there's a lot of information that was given erroneously by some, citizens start putting stuff on social media. So they wanted to get the facts. So a lot of feedback from Mayor, myself, Nancy Campbell, Jenny Koch. I'm also on the MPO, but they're on the MPO. And then we had some conversations with them when we were in, where's the ADOT meeting we were at?
The Tri-City Council?
No, we were there also, but we were at another meeting over in
Kingman?
For the Rural Transportation
Advocacy Council Summit,
many summits and councils.
Yeah. And we had some, so they were hearing the information that we had questions from concerned citizens about placement and why this and why not that. And so they listened and they did some modifications out there, but some people are still wanting some more to happen. But, you know, it's an evolving process. So
I just drove those all the way out to Anderson Toyota. And mm-hmm. I have lane centering in my vehicle, so it automatically misses them anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I can see where there was a problem and they were pretty narrow.
Oh, absolutely.
You could see where the white, you know, the lane divider mm-hmm. from the travel lane and the passing lane, you could see where it was moved over.
Yes.
The stripe.
And it also gave people some, they used to have the ability to veer to the left if they mm-hmm. had to because someone was coming from the right.
Right.
And that was taken away. But they had put some reflectors on there and paint and actual reflectors and put some little poles up so you could see them much. You could see them much better now than you but when they first installed them.
So. Right. So yeah, I just thought it was awfully coincidental that they're going on a listening tour. So that does that have a lot to do with Havasu then, and the response to the medians?
No, the listening tour was a different initiative of ADOT. So they did that around the state.
I see.
It just happened to coincide with our engagement as residents and as the local government with that issue with the medians that they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. I was probably multitasking over here when you said that the first time. So my apologies. All right, let's go ahead and take the first break of the hour. And I didn't want to go with the standard deep purple, right? That would be, right.
Smoke on the Water.
I love playing that song, but no, Hush is one of my favorites too. Yeah. So I picked Deep Purple because of Purple and Orange. Phoenix Suns.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Planet Orange, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, back with more in a moment. We've got Mayor Cal Sheehy and Councilman David Diaz. Vice Mayor David Diaz.
Thank you,
sorry,
sir. Mm-hmm.
My bad. You're not running, so.
Nope.
Not it's this not cycle. Like you're going door to door saying
this, not this
Vice
cycle.
Mayor.
not this cycle.
What's that say? WeCom Fiber on your hat?
Yeah, I got this at the legislative League of Cities last year.
They're
yeah.
big in Kingman right now, I think. WeCom and Allo are kind of in the same mm-hmm. territory. Mm-hmm. So, man, I'll tell you what. I mentioned I was moving and switching service in that. And our utilities are fantastic about that as far as going from here to there and here to there. We'll see if it pans out right if I have internet all weekend, right?
Yes.
Or if I have electricity all weekend. That's but right. I'm pretty sure I'm good to go with Unisource and Allo. So, all right, back with more in a moment. Don't forget, Judy Thornton's going to be here around the 45-ish part of the hour for Needles Rodeo. And I want to come back and talk about, if we can, Crazy Horse.
Sure.
Right? There's so much going on over there. I saw the letter that was circulated, and then I had the story yesterday about the land sale and the announcement. I did not like the comment that came from State Lands. Mm-hmm. I just didn't. I was like, really? That's your quote
yeah.
to the paper? All right, back with more in a moment. I'm teasing that one. I'm Paul LaVoie. Speak Out will continue. Stay with us. We're back on Speak Out. Boy, we've got a really good surprise announcement. Yesterday was the last day to turn in petitions for City Council. I'm just teasing that right now, so don't jump in there yet, David Diaz, all right? Good call, though. That was a really good call and a good list mm-hmm. that you have there. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet. Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. Well, since I teased them, I guess we better say who those candidates are, right? And you don't have your glasses on, so how are you going to
read? I could see it.
How are you going to read the names right? You can?
Yes, we can.
See, I would totally fail right there.
So we have seven council member candidates as of yesterday. Michelle Lynn, Terry K. Parcells, Taylor Harrison, Jenny Koch, mm-hmm. Neil Tinsley, Kimberly Zanin, and Salvador Sal Scarmardo.
Sam Scarmardo.
Yep. And then we have two mayoral candidates. Of course, our mayor, Cal Sheehy, and Dave Johnson.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Sam is a former vice mayor, by the way.
Yeah, 26 years ago?
Yeah, late 90s.
Was it really? I thought you were joking.
No,
he was. Yeah, that'll be, and each of those candidates, if you're listening, after June, I think it's 9th, is the 45-day period until the primary, and we're going to have each of those candidates on. I'll have their half hour, and we'll present questions and that sort of thing. And the mayor, of course, candidates for mayor, which would be you and David. And there you go. So I'll be getting in touch with you, or you can get in touch with me, and we'll book those dates, and away we go, right?
Yes.
No, I'm even bumping guests like regulars for any candidate interviews between June 9th and primary day, which is what?
July 21st.
July 21st?
Yes.
Is it really?
And just why we're and that's a great point, Mayor. July 21st is the primary, and that's historically when we elect our people. So some people want to wait till November, and then they go, how come you weren't on the ballot? Well, because we elected them already in July, so we have to push that date, July 21st, to get the voter participation rate out.
What is the number to get elected outright in the primary?
Well, it's
a seven-candidate field.
Yeah, it'd be a calculation. So they'd have to get 50% plus one of all of the votes that were cast for that race in the council race.
So if let's say 10,000 votes were cast,
yes,
you'd have to have 5,001.
Divide by three.
So total number of votes cast divided by three plus one.
So, 3,300 and whatever. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in this case, with the mayor's race, there's just two candidates, so that will be determined, whoever gets the majority votes.
We haven't had a runoff in a few years, have we?
There was a write-in candidate that I ran against in 22.
Oh, and really?
In 2018.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
There was two of us as
Okay. All right. That was for mayor, though. I mean for council.
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
Not that I can remember.
Last year, there was 45 votes separation.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been a runoff. But
we
haven't. It's been a while.
Okay. So, interesting things going on at Crazy Horse. Of course, we've known for years that it's leased land.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's rumblings that state lands may auction or sell that property off outright, right?
There was a letter that was generated from, I believe, people that have interests in Crazy Horse. The newspaper did an article this weekend about it, and the person who wrote that letter said that there was inaccuracies in the letter. They didn't want it to be named, according to the article. But in speaking with the land department, they have no imminent changes to Crazy Horse. Certainly, at one point, there will be something that will occur there, whether that is to remain as a campground or a place with park models, or if it's going to be something different. But that land is part of the Arizona State Trust, like so many lands around the water's edge here in Lake Havasu City.
Do you hear that it's going to sell? Or
no. So we heard the same. We had a general plan meeting. Actually, Vice Mayor Diaz and I were there. And we had residents that have interest at Crazy Horse brought it to our attention, so reached out to the land department, and they had very specific items of when it was going to sell, but it's just those were not accurate, and so right now it still is an Arizona State Trust land holding with a lease agreement with Crazy Horse to operate a campground.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think the quote from State Lands was really interesting to me? Anyway, we are not going to hold an auction in February of 2027. That was their answer?
Yeah.
So my answer was, well, when are you?
Yeah, that was the specific date in the letter.
That's how I took it, though.
Yeah, so the letter that was written with inaccuracy said February of 2027, and so I think they were trying to correct that inaccuracy. I mean, I'm just...
That's the only
based on what I read in the paper.
But that's the only quote I saw from that office.
It was a really small article. It didn't go into a lot of detail.
Right.
So
probably purposely vague.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe so. But it brings to mind that bill from Leo Biasucci that would basically make up 15 different state land What are the
commissioners?
Commissioners.
Yes.
Have you seen this bill?
I have. Yes.
What do you think of it?
County commissioners.
Yeah. So I understand where Representative Biasucci is going from, and Representative Biasucci and I have talked about the bill, but it would add additional layers to an already very complex situation in state land. So you know, we have a great relationship with state land and the state land commissioner. You know, they're charged by the Constitution of Arizona to do certain things, and you know, that complicates it even more because their things aren't necessarily what we would want as a priority, but they do listen to our priorities.
Yeah, but still, nonetheless, one land commissioner for the entire state, mm-hmm. and they're in Maricopa County.
Yes.
They don't really have a feel for the local like we do. It's our land.
It's the state trust land.
I understand possession's also 9/10 of the law, right?
Yeah, by the Constitution. I hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. but we've actually had a really great relationship with our current commissioner and the previous commissioner,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
The commissioners are governor-appointed positions, like any of the other agency departments. Heads, and because of the amount and impact of the state lands in our area, it's incumbent upon us to make sure we have a good relationship.
Yeah, and we communicate with them on a regular basis, along with as well as BLM,
mm-hmm.
constantly talking to them when things arise, and we try to, you know, get fact to rumor and vice versa.
It just seems like with this governor, particularly the number of state land plots or lots, if you will, it's just increased. I don't know how many fold. Every you look in, there's like foxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Auctioned on that whole row in Parker. Auctioned. We had the 88 or 92 or whatever acres here on the island. Auctioned. I've never seen that many. Up in Bullhead behind the field house. Auctioned.
Well, a lot of the leases along the river were all done at the same time, and they all expired at the same time.
Right.
So, like Foxes and some of those areas, those were years in the making.
But normally, wouldn't state lands renew that?
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
So the state lands, they have the ability to put lands up for auction if they want.
Okay.
But the vast majority are petitioned by people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the 90 acres here was petitioned, not actually by the one that bought it, but it was petitioned by another group to even put that to auction.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they went to the county courthouse steps to do the auction, the current owners, who was successful, but it wasn't the department saying that they wanted to sell this land out or lease it out. It actually was a person that was interested in investment.
Then to complicate the matters, those revenues are supposed to go partially to education, right, or a great deal of it.
Yeah, there's 12 beneficiaries that the trust is responsible
12.
For.
Okay.
The biggest, though, is the K-12 system.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
And then you always hear them asking for more money.
Well, yeah. So that's one of the fights right now,
yeah.
that they're having at the legislature, is the renewal of Prop 123.
Which, and that's going to go back to the voters, by the way.
And it has to, because of the way that the funding goes.
Right.
So I guess I read in the paper or some media source recently.
I think it was me.
So the governor. Wants it around 10%, and the legislature wants it at 6% or something along those lines. So, again, that's outside of my jurisdiction, so I shouldn't be talking about that, but that's how the beneficiaries work
and
what's happening there.
So we've got the 7 candidates for city council, mm-hmm. that have turned their petitions, mm-hmm. in. They'll be now qualified candidates, mm-hmm. that will be on the ballot, should there be no challenge anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a candidates forum. By the way,
is that going to be at the high school?
That will be, and I'm going to get the date right now. I'm probably going to get yelled at for this, but I believe.
Well, people are asking. That's a good date to have.
Yeah. It's coming up. Here it is, on the 17th of June. It, I believe, is the candidates forum. I have the 5 p.m. at what do you call that?
The PAC? Performing Arts Center.
The PAC. Thank you.
Yeah.
The PAC.
Yep.
There you go. So that'll be June 17th, put on by, of course, Radio Central and Lake Havasu Area Chamber and the Today's News Herald. We're going to do it as normal. So there you go. Right?
Yeah.
We thought we were going to have to work with about 12 candidates, though. So that's kind of a reduced number.
Yeah, you had to get a minimum of 625 signatures.
Really?
And a maximum of 1249. And it's not as easy as people think to get signatures.
How does that compare to from past years?
Same. It was the same as last time when I ran. I had to get 625 or 1249.
It would seem like it would be a lot, because in a Trump election, a lot more people turn out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Either for or against, but they still turn out. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, the formula is based on the mayor's race. So every 4 years, that calculation is based on how many votes were cast in the mayor's race last.
Mm-hmm. I like how you guys just scurrying with the pens there. Now that you know when the candidates form is, right? Made the announcement. There you go. June. What did I say?
17th.
June 17th.
5 p.m.
5 p.m. Exactly, and it'll be carried live here on KNTR Talk, of course. I'm going to see if our next guest is here, but do you have anything else, Mr. Mayor?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to join you today, and sorry that we were a couple of minutes behind, but our schedules will be corrected in the future.
Okay, we do have our next guest here, and I need to get her in the studio. It's all about the Needles Rodeo. I don't have I should have Needles queued up, but I don't as far as Three Dog Night goes, but I got a better song.
There you go.
Almost knocked it over.
Got it.
Good job. Little China Grove, Doobie Brothers.
Oh, there you go. That's the name.
All right. If you want to call in, folks, 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. I'm holding up even though my guests weren't here. That's a weird feeling. You know that?
I'm sure.
I'm like, yes. It must be the time. Must be the time change. So, all right. Judy Thornton's coming in next to talk about Needles Rodeo. And you can text us as well, 928-727-5566. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. I don't know about whiskey, but there'll probably be beer at the Needles Rodeo, I would imagine, right, Judy?
Can't have a rodeo without beer.
Why don't I have you? Try that.
Can't have a rodeo without beer. How's that work?
All right. I got you. Try that.
Can't have a rodeo without beer.
There you go. We got you. All right. We have another show in here before us, and sometimes they like to, you know, kids like to play with the knobs and stuff. There you go. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Also, Springburg Wealth Management by the chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, Shooter's Outpost here on Main Street, Lake Havasu City. Also, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and by Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And don't forget, shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local. Had to put on a little Toby for rodeo stuff, right? You've been with Needles Rodeo Association forever, though, haven't you?
Well, 20. This is our 20th year, our 20th
rodeo.
How
long have you been with the organization?
20 years.
Oh, the whole thing. Yeah. Are you one of the founders?
My son is a chairman. My son is one of the co-chairmen, so that's how I get to do this.
Oh, that's neat. Congratulations.
Yes, how lucky for me.
Needles is like that, though, isn't it? Yes. There are a lot of families that are Needles-based and stay in Needles.
Correct.
I remember that. I did a video one time for the high school, like 2001-ish, and I don't know, there were 55 graduates, and I think 47 of them came up from kindergarten together. I was amazed.
Yes, absolutely. My son was born in Needles, so.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a local, but I birthed a local.
Colorado River Medical Center? Is that the name of it?
No, it was Needles Hospital.
Needles Hospital.
And it was downtown, across from the old
hospital. Okay. So tell me about Needles Rodeo. Is this a PRCA or?
It's a GCPRA.
GCPRA, so Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. It's sanctioned. We have 7 rodeo events plus a ranch bronc.
Okay.
Excuse me.
No problem.
And it's 2 days, April 3rd and 4th.
God darn it. That's my birthday. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is it?
Yeah.
And we open our gates at 4 o'clock on Friday. We close at about midnight. We have a dance with Little Town after the rodeo performance. And then we have a rodeo performance at 6 o'clock both nights on Friday and Saturday and a dance. And that's all included in the entry price of $10.
Well, you picked a great band. Little Town's really good.
They have
really
been with
good.
Us forever, and they just kind of fit our rodeo. Ours is the oldest local rodeo put on by locals.
Yeah, they do a good job. They play a lot at the Flying X Saloon, yeah, too. So, so where do the proceeds go? Do you give back to the community? Yes. How does all that work?
We give back to the community. A lot of youth activities, events, pretty much whatever somebody needs, we try and help them.
How do people find where the rodeo is in Needles? I've gotten lost in Needles. I will admit it. I'm serious.
Nothing in Needles is very far from anything
else. It was at night. It was like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and it was very dark, and I was in that high school neighborhood there. And I'm like, there are no lights. There's nothing. I was like, aliens, come and get me. Anyway, no, it was pretty dark.
The rodeo ground sits up on the highest hill in Needles.
Okay.
And it's on San Clemente Street. If you know where the cemetery is, if you go up alongside the cemetery, it's at the top of the hill. It's on San Clemente.
So is that like going up to, like, when I go to the DeSoto Asylum where DeSoto Street is? Is that like that road that goes all the way up?
You can do that. You can come down Lily Hill and
yeah,
go up,
Lily Hill.
And go south on Clary Drive, and then the rodeo grounds.
I had
up
a
there.
Friend on Lily Hill long, long time ago. So, but the Needles Rodeo. So, how much coordination goes into this as far as the work goes? When does all that start?
About the 1st of March.
They're working
up there now. Well,
you guys got it down to that?
Yes.
That's great.
We have 5 board members. Everybody has a job. We have a lot of really great volunteers. We're very lucky in that respect who come back every year and help us. And, we can get it done in about a month.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm the paper person, so I go all year. And we do give back to the community. And I think that's why people like us. We probably had 4,000 people last year in the 2 nights. That's almost the population of Needles. We've grown somewhat out of Needles, but people like our rodeo because it's a local, small-town rodeo. And a lot of our sponsors are families, and they like that, the Daniels family or the Martinez family or whomever it is. And people like that about our rodeo.
Right, right. The Needles has gone through so many incarnations, where you had Claypools was there for a long time. And then now it's Palo Verde College is right there, right?
It is there.
And then River Valley Air Conditioning, that classic building right in there. You had Deco Foods. And,
right.
But there's different. But now you have the Harvey House that's back, El Garces.
It's not open to the public, but
it's not.
No, but we rent it for events and we do tours in there.
Oh, very good.
And it's right across the street from the museum. Our museum is very well visited, too.
Because the original plan, I remember, I was a reporter, was to turn it into a hotel.
They were going to, yes. Yeah. And then the gentleman that started that got kind of sideways and... Anyway, so he went on and did the La Posada in Winslow.
Oh, he did?
Well, yes.
Because that's when they changed the rules for the trains, I guess, on that crossing, and they don't have to blow the horn at night anymore, right?
Well, also, there's a federal transportation grant on that building. And the building cannot be owned privately unless that person is willing to take on that grant.
Is the chamber still in there?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. All right. But the Needles Rodeo, who are your sponsors for the rodeo?
Oh, my gosh.
I know you didn't bring a list.
No, and I have a sponsor list. Colorado River Medical Center, thank you, is the title sponsor.
Okay.
Anderson Ford Bullhead City is our VIP sponsor. The Fort Mojave Indian Tribe is our dance sponsor. And then most every business in Needles supports the rodeo, the rodeo. We're very, very lucky. We have actually not a lot of sponsor space, but we're full. We always sell out our sponsors and our box seats. And
this is a great photographic memory you have right there.
Well, I've been doing that for a long time.
I guess you have, huh? Did you want to give a salute to your board members?
Okay, I guess I could.
Yeah.
Mike Schott and Corey Payne are our co-chairmen. I am the secretary. Maybe I'm the treasurer. I don't know what I am.
I think you wear a lot of hats.
I do. And Lori Fragoso is our VIP. A person who takes care of all of our dinner, and then Kim Willis is our royalty person.
So with the cost of a ticket, how much is that?
$10.
$10. And what does that get you, say, for Friday? It's Good Friday, by the way, is April 3rd.
Correct.
Which is
yes.
my
yes.
day. And then April 4th, Saturday.
We sell next week from Monday to Thursday, March 30th to April 2nd, we have a rodeo store in downtown Needles. We're in the Jernigan Insurance business, which is I'm on the other end. And we sell a 2-day ticket. So you can go 2 days for $15. You can only buy them pre-sale. Otherwise, the tickets are $10 from age 18 to and up. 6 to 17 is $5, and 5 and under is free.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
And what does that get you?
Everything.
Does that get you into the dance afterwards?
Yes, that gets you everything.
Wow.
And you can even come and go. And then on Saturday, we have a cornhole tournament at it starts at 10 o'clock. Then we have a junior barrel race at 1 o'clock. We have mutton busting at 3 o'clock and the rodeo at 6.
Oh, my goodness. That's a full day.
And then the rodeo at 6 on Friday, too.
So what do you do on that Sunday? What does Judy Thornton
That's
do?
That's rodeo-ver day. We have
That's
to
funny.
Go up and clean up.
Rodeo-ver. That's a great expression.
Yes, it's rodeo-ver day, but we still have to go up and clean everything.
Where did the animals come from? Who's the stock contractor?
Scott McDaniels and Slash M Rodeo.
Okay. Have you used them for a long time?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Probably for 10, 15 years.
Right.
Buster Burris. Anyway, he was our stock provider for a long time,
uh-huh.
And now we use Slash M.
Wow.
And Scott McDaniels.
Are there any special rules to that since you're in California and not Arizona?
And he comes from Arizona.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. I really don't know. That's out of my wheelhouse. I don't know.
But there's always special rules in California, aren't there?
And this year, we, of course, have a rodeo clown, but we also have a trick rider this year.
Oh.
This is the first year we've had a trick rider, so that's kind of cool.
Is there a Needles Rodeo queen?
We do have a queen every year. We just had a queen contest a couple weeks ago, and yes, so we do have a queen. And that will be announced Saturday night.
Oh, it's a secret.
It is.
So did they know?
None of the queen. They know that night.
The queen's court, right?
Correct.
None of them know.
Right.
So, but they get to, the queen actually gets to hold the flag during the national anthem, right? Usually.
No.
On horseback? No.
I don't, unless she brought, yeah, well, I guess. I don't know who
does
that.
Do you do that procession, though?
Yes.
That's not in your wheelhouse either?
That's called the grand entry.
Oh, so, right.
And then we always have a grand marshal, and our grand marshals this week are Jimbo and Kathy McConnell.
Oh.
Native Needles people, volunteers, worked in the community, been there forever, and so they are very supportive of the rodeo.
Folks, you wouldn't believe how many Native Needles people there are. They called Needles?
Needles Natives.
What are they, Needlesons?
Born and raised. I don't know.
I don't know either. Needlesites.
I'm not
maybe.
One, but I birthed
right.
one, so that kind of makes me
There's
wrong.
Havasuvians.
Yeah, that's true.
Right,
that's
but true. I don't know. And
Bohemian. Maybe it is Needlesites.
Needlesites.
I think it's Needlesites.
Right, because there is an S on the end.
Correct.
So, perfect.
Correct.
How many people in Needles now? What's the population? 5,000?
Yes, it's always 5,000, give
noticed.
Or take a few hundred.
I know what?
I came there in 1973, so I've been there over 50 years, and it's always 5,000.
Right.
Right, whatever.
Well, you just went through one of my favorite city managers anyway was Rick Daniels.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I like Rick.
He's a rodeo sponsor.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yes.
Very
absolutely.
Good. So he stayed in Needles.
Yes.
Good for Rick. All right. Anyway, we're talking with Judy Thornton. She's with the Needles Rodeo Association board member. And there is a Needles Rodeo is April 3rd and 4th. That's a Friday, Saturday. And it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
$15 gets you both days and the dance. And there's a dinner. Is that Friday night?
No, there's a sponsor dinner for our sponsors on Wednesday night. However, and our vendor area is full. We have 10 food vendors. We have clothes and hats and all that kind of stuff.
Like a vendor area,
it's
bazaar.
Thank you.
A bazaar,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. And we have a nice eating area, and then we have a different dance area, and so...
So if you forget your hat or your favorite pair of boots,
you can
probably
one,
get them right there at the rodeo. Nice.
Absolutely.
And those vendors, of course, help support the Needles Rodeo Association, right?
They do.
All right. Anything else? Did we miss anything?
Not that I can think of.
We even got the sponsors in. Perfect.
Some of them.
Judy, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thank you for
really
having
appreciate
me.
It. And we have a banner for you to take with you.
I'm taking it with me and a flag, and I want to invite everybody to come on up to our rodeo.
Right. April 3rd and 4th. And where's the location where you can buy those pre-sale tickets?
It is at 920 Broadway. It's the Jernigan Insurance building on the corner of G Street and Broadway.
Where's that in relation to the Red Dog?
Next to it.
Oh, perfect. I know where that is.
Right next door.
Right next door to the Red Dog Saloon. That's a famous place, folks. Trust me.
And it's open again.
Yeah, I heard.
It reopened.
I heard. I got to check that out. You should try to fit a band in there. Holy cow. That's fun. Judy, thanks for joining
me. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. I'm going to come back with a final shot in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Churning in my gut.
I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. Tomorrow, School District Day. We'll have some updates from the Lake Havasu Unified School District. Kind of got wires crossed. Somebody did, anyway. It's been the same day. So I might have Marsha Becker, not sure. I know I have David Rose at the bottom of the hour, the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President. And I have an interview today. I'm going to inject some stuff. It's about the ESA program, and that'll be with the Goldwater Institute. And Matt Beinberg is going to be on with me. So I'm going to interview him today. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.